Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and he is John Halsey. And we're talking about Michigan Archaeology Day. Yes, there is one, and it is Saturday. Hello, John. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jack.
Well, tell us a little bit about Michigan Archaeology Day. What's this all about?
Well, Michigan Archaeology Day is a joint product of activities between the Michigan Historical Museum and the Office of the State Archaeologist. And it's become quite a popular event over the past several years, especially for families. Parents bring their kids, and they get a chance to meet archaeologists, maybe even touch some archaeological objects, and learn a little bit about the fact that there really is archaeology in Michigan.
How many archaeologists are there in this state?
Oh, there's probably about 30.
Okay. All right.
They're employed at universities. There's several of us here with the state, and a number involved with private contracting.
All right. Now, a lot of people probably have the wrong idea about what an archaeologist does. You're not out there every day with a shovel and pail, right?
That's right. About 6 months of the year, we can't be out there.
All right. Tell us exactly how an archaeologist does what he or she does.
Well, archaeologists at universities generally are involved with long-term projects where they have identified a particular archaeological problem, and that can be addressed by excavations at archaeological sites. Archaeologists who work for state agencies, like myself, are involved mostly with the protection of sites and discovery of sites and interpretation of those sites to the public.
All right, what's the biggest misconception with our listeners and archaeology and what you do on a daily basis?
Well, we're not digging for treasure, for for one thing. We're involved. We're looking mainly for information about the past, not necessarily physical things. So, for example, we have a number of archaeologists in the state now involved with researching Michigan shipwrecks, of which there are at least 1,500 out there. We even have a national park, the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary up at Alpena, that is devoted entirely to Michigan shipwrecks.
All right. What is the most fascinating thing that you have discovered or uncovered?
As far as individual things, I can't identify a particular one. I think probably my career was sort of put into a different mode than most people's, in the fact that I was involved with excavations of some burial mounds as my very first field experience. So that has really shaped the way my career has gone.
Is Michigan fertile ground for archaeology?
Not as much as some states, but we have what we have. Is Michigan a lesser state because it doesn't have the Grand Canyon? No, we've got the Great Lakes. Our resources are different than many of the other states that are around us. Because
they don't have a lot of shipwrecks in Arizona.
That's right, they don't. And people who lived in Michigan had a lot more rigorous climate to deal with than people even in Ohio, let alone Alabama, Florida, and so forth.
All right. Is archaeology in Michigan different from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, say?
There is a lot more of it being done every day in those states, simply because of the density, the importance of the sites, and the amount of development that's going on that will affect them.
All right. What is considered to be a big dig? How many people and how long?
Well, a big dig usually involves a project that has to be built in a particular spot, and the site can't be avoided. And this may involve 40 or 50 archaeologists digging for a number of months at a time, sometimes well into the bad season.
So if you come upon something and you say, hey, this is very interesting, I think I've got something here, is it very likely that you're going to have a lot of things very close to that?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. It can be isolated.
Yeah, it could be an isolated find. We have lots of those.
Okay. Well, it's fascinating. If someone is interested in this, would like to be a part of Archaeology Day, what do they do?
Well, they come to the Michigan Historical Museum, which is two blocks west of the Capitol, between 10 and 4 on Saturday afternoon and morning. We have presentations, that is, lectures, from at 11, noon, 1, and 2. We have displays of artifacts from various sites on the second floor that will be taking place all day.
Fascinating. Is there a phone number or an email address, quickly?
517-373-6358.
373-6358. John Halsey talking about Michigan Archaeology Day. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Jack.